Right now, it is time for us to check sports. That's right, the Masters. The Masters. And the number one player of the world won. Scottie Scheffler held on for his first green. He had like a five-shot lead going into the final hole, and he three-putted the 18th hole, so he only won by two. But it was an exciting last round to watch. Sergio Garcia. The young guns really performed extremely well out there in the tournament. Tiger Woods, well, he had a great first round and a good second round, but the third and fourth rounds, he just fell out of it. He just did not have the strength to go on. That's it. Now, Rory McIlroy, he came from nowhere. He finished with a 7 under par. He shot a 64 in the final round. Another thing that happened, on the 18th hole, the final hole of the day, two players, Rory McIlroy was one of them, and I forget who the other player was. They both chipped in from the same bunker on 18, and the crowd went crazy. Both of them chipped in. One went the high road, one went the straight road. But it was a fun last round to watch, because it looked like it was going to be just a complete runaway, and then Sergio started getting hot, and at the end it wound up to be a two-stroke victory. So the Masters over for another year. Taking a look at scores from the NBA. See what teams played yesterday. Well, scan the list. The Nets defeated the Pacers 134-126, assuring themselves of a seventh place seed in the tournament. The Knicks downed the Raptors 105-94. They assured themselves of nothing because they're not going anywhere. The Celtics, meanwhile, beat the Grizzlies 139-110. And the standings, as we said, in the Eastern Conference, the Celtics are in third place, so they're all set. And in seventh place, the Nets, so they're all set for the playoffs. The Knicks wound up at 11th place, 37-45, disappointing from last year's team. So that is the NBA action. In the National Hockey League yesterday, let's take a look at what teams were on the ice. That's Saturday. I don't want Saturday. We want today. Yesterday, the Bruins down. The Bruins were defeated by the Capitals 4-2. Coming up today, no local action. Tomorrow, the Rangers take on the Hurricane. The Bruins take on the Blues. The Islanders take on the Penguins. And the Devils take on the Coyotes. Now, taking a look at the standings once again in the Atlantic Division, the Bruins in fourth place. They're in good shape. They've got 95 points on the year. In the Metropolitan Division, the Rangers are in second place. They've got 100 points, 2 points behind the Hurricane. Now, taking a look at the Western Conference in the Central Division, the Avalanche are in first place with 110 points. And in the Pacific Division, the Flames are in first place with 97 points. So there we go. That is a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.